And the Sound of Music, there's memorable songs from the music bowl, like The Hills Are Alive to the Sound of Music, and Edelweiss, and How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria, and So Long Farewell, As Wiedersehen, Goodbye. But the one sticks in my mind is the one that goes, Doe, a deer, a female deer. And the reason of that is because it gives good advice at the start of the song, because at the start of the song it says, let's start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. When you read, you begin with ABC, and when you sing, you begin with Do Re Mi. So I like the advice at the start, let's start at the very beginning. It's a very good place to start. And in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, in the beginning God. In the beginning, God. And here we have the very beginning of all things. The when, the where, the why, and the how of beginning is God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the beginning, everything starts with God. And verse 26 reads, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. And here we see that God is plural, because God said, let us make plural man in our image. And Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18 reads, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16 reads, and Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And in these verses, we can see that God is three persons. That is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And John chapter 1 verse 1 reads, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. John bare witness of him, and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. In John chapter 1, we see that God the Son is also called the Word. And verse 3, that all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And in these verses we see that God the Son, who is the Word, is also the creator of all things. And Psalm 33 and verse 6 reads, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. He gathereth the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depth in storehouses. Let all the earth fear. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spake, and it was done. He commanded it, and it stood fast. In these verses we see the method of creation, and it is by God the Son, the Lord speaking. Verse 6, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them, by the breath of his mouth. And verse 9, for he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. In Psalm 148, verse 1, we read, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord from the heavens, praise him in the heights, praise ye him all his hosts, praise ye him sun and moon, praise him all ye stars of light, praise him ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Again in these verses we see that the Lord spoke, he commanded, and the world was made. Job 38 and verse 1 reads, then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding. Who have laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest, or who have stretched the line upon it? Whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened, and who laid the cornerstone thereof, when the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy? In verse 7, where we read that the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy, the NIV reads, while the morning stars sang together, and all the angels shouted for joy. In Job chapter 1 verse 6 reads, and there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And Job chapter 2 and verse 1, again there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them to present himself before the Lord. And in these verses we can see that all the angels of God witnessed the Lord creating the earth, and their response was to shout for joy. In Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18 we read, for thus saith the Lord that createth the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he have established it, he created it, not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is none else. In this verse we see that the Lord formed the earth and made it. He have established it. He created it. Not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. And Strong's Concordance says that this word vain means to lie waste, a desolation, a desert, a worthless thing, in confusion, empty place, without form, waste wilderness. And here in this verse we see that the Lord created the earth not in vain, but to be inhabited. And going back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, we read, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void. And this word form in Strong's Concordance is defined exactly the same as the word vain, that is, to lie waste, a desolation, a desert, a worthless thing, in confusion, empty place, without form, a wilderness. The Strong's Concordance defines the word void as empty. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, we see that in the beginning the Lord created the heavens and the earth. And in Isaiah chapter 45 verse 18, we saw that the Lord created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. So when we read in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2, that the earth was without form and void, when we read in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, that the earth was without form and void, we see that something has happened between verse 1, where the earth was created to be inhabited, and verse 2, where the earth was become without form and void, that is, an empty wilderness. Again, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, we read, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." And darkness in Strong's Concordance is defined as darken, forbear, hinder, hold back, keep back, punish, refrain, reserve, spur, withhold, to be dark, withholding light, to darken, to black, to cause darkness, dim, hide. In these verses we see that the Lord withheld the light from the earth, and because of the ensuing darkness, the earth became an empty wilderness, uninhabited. And the inhabitants of which that would have inhabited the earth at that time would have all perished when the earth became a dark, empty wilderness. Now, the Bible does not describe these inhabitants, but the archaeologists have in times past and are continuing in present times to find plant, marine, and animal fossils of creatures which are now long extinct. So what happened that the Lord made the earth without form and void? In Ezekiel chapter 28, verse 11, we read, Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyre, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering, the sardis, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tablets and of thy pipes were prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth. I have set thee so thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings, that they may behold thee. Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thine iniquities, by the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore I will bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee. All they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. C.I. Schofield in his notes states that here in verses 11 to 17, the language goes beyond the king of Tyre to Satan, the inspirer and unseen ruler of all such pomp and pride as that of Tyre. The unfallen state of Satan is here described, and his fall is written in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 12, which reads, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cast down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. In these verses we see the pride of Lucifer, the son of the morning, the bright one, the cherub that covereth, and his five I wills. I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. And Lucifer's pride, he rebelled and wanted to take the place of the Lord. But Lucifer was not alone in this rebellion, as in Revelation chapter 12, verse 7, which reads, "And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him." And in these verses, we see that Lucifer, the dragon, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, led a rebellion of angels. How many angels are involved in this rebellion, we are not told. But in Revelation chapter 12, verse 3, we read, "And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and seven crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth." In these verses we see that the dragon, that old serpent, the devil and Satan, whose followers are a third part of the stars of heaven, which refers to a third part of the angels. And in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 52 we read, and it is the Lord speaking to Simon Peter, "Put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be?" Here we see that the Lord could call on more than 12 legions of angels to rescue him from the mob who came to Gethsemane to take him prisoner. Now in those days, a Roman legion consisted between 3,000 and 6,000 men. So if we take the lowest figure of 3,000 and multiply it by 12, we get 36,000. And the Lord could call on at least 36,000 angels. But if the Lord had wanted, he could have called on more than these. Now I say that these 12 legion of angels are 2/3 of the total. Then the third part which followed Lucifer were 6 legions, which at the very least would be 18,000 angels. And so we see that Lucifer, the son of the morning, was not alone in his rebellion against God. He had at least 18,000 angels with him. In Ezekiel 28 and verse 13, where we have read, "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God." And in this verse we see the location of Lucifer and his angels. And it was from here he proposed to ascend above the height of the clouds and to be like the Most High. And because of this rebellion, God's judgment fell. And the perfect earth which God had created in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, "not in vain, but to be inhabited," became the earth in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." How long the earth lay in darkness as a wilderness, the word of God does not say. But it could have been a very long time indeed, even thousands and thousands of years. But we can see in all this time that Lucifer and his angels were powerless to change their circumstances, because the next action we read of in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2 comes from God. "The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, and the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and the herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And let them, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over day and night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that have life, and the fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the seas, and let fowls multiply in the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over all the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree in which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to every thing that creepeth upon the earth wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. And in all these verses, we see the 6 days of renovation work that God did on the earth, and during which time, no mention of Lucifer and his angels. They were only spectators of this renovation. They were impotent to do anything of themselves. It was God who done all this renovation of the earth. In Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7 we read, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden. And verse 15, and the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And here in verse 15 we see that the first thing which the Lord God gives the man, Adam, is work. God gives him work to do, to tend the garden of Eden. And God, the Lord God, makes Adam the gardener of the garden of Eden. And when the Lord saved you and I, he saved us to serve, and he gave us work to do. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 5 we read, who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord God gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God giveth the increase. So neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but that God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labour. For we are labourers together with God. Ye are God's husbandry. Ye are God's building. In these verses we see that we are all labourers together with God. God is working, and we as believers must work too. It is interesting to note that Paul uses gardening terms when he says, I have planted and Apollos watered, but God give the increase. Paul states that his work is not more important than Apollos' work or Apollos than his, but every believer works complements the other, so that every believer's work adds to the building of the Lord's house. And in verse 10, Paul states, according to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man works a bag which he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. But if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In these verses, we see that the fire is God's judgment of our work. And if our work consists of gold, silver, and precious stone, which will pass through the fire, we shall receive a reward. We shall receive our reward from the Lord. But if our work consists of wood, hay, and stubble, which are consumed by fire, we lose our reward. Gold, silver, and precious stones refer to spiritual work, which add up to treasure in heaven, which will pass the Lord's judgment. But if our work consists of wood, hay, and stubble, which refer to material possessions, then if that is all we have when we come before the Lord, then they will burn up and we will lose our reward. So what does our work consist of this morning? Is it gold, silver, and precious stones? Or is it wood, hay, and stubble? Genesis chapter 2 and verse 16. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. Here we see that the Lord brings all the animals before Adam, so that Adam could name them, and also to teach Adam that none of these were suitable to be Adam's helpmeet, that none of them were fit for Adam. Then the Lord God caused Adam to sleep, takes one of his ribs and makes a woman, and brings her to Adam to be his wife. And thus we have the first marriage, and marriage is between men and women. Verse 25, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Here we see they are man and wife. In chapter 3, verse 1, now the serpent was more supple than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree for to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, the woman whom thou givest to me, be with me. She gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow, and thy conception and sorrow, and thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and has eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorn also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and dust, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. And unto Adam also, unto his wife, did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothed them. And in these verses, we see the reappearance of Lucifer, the son of the morning, who, because of his rebellion and his subsequent fall from grace, has become that old serpent, the devil and Satan, who is watching Adam and Eve. Because Adam possesses two things which Satan greatly desires. Firstly, the Lord God has given Adam rule over all the earth, and Satan wants it back. Secondly, the Lord has made Adam in his own image, and Satan wanted to be like the Most High God. And here was a man who was made in the image of God. The man was higher than Satan. Satan deceives the woman into sin by her disobeying the Lord God, and then through the woman, the man. And Satan's victory is twofold, in that he wins back dominion over the earth, and secondly, Adam eventually dies, and through Adam, all his descendants, and Satan thinks his victory is complete. But in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, we read, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found of child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth her son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from his sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. And in these verses we see the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the promised seed of the woman who will bruise the serpent's head. Notice that the Lord Jesus Christ is born of the seed of the woman and not of the woman and the man. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was in this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And notice verse 21 states, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. If you're listening to this message and you're not saved this morning, that is, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, confess that you're a sinner and call upon the Lord Jesus Christ to save you, and he will, because Acts chapter 1 verse 21 states, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And whosoever means anyone who calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and asks them to save them, he will. In Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 20 we read, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. And in verse 45, and so it is written, the first man Adam was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit, or life-giving spirit. We want to see from these verses that another name for the Lord Jesus Christ is the last Adam. And in Luke chapter 4 and verse 1 we read, and Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And verse 5, and the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, and all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. And verse 13, and when the devil had ended all the temptations, he departed from him for a season. And in these verses we see the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the last Adam, being tested by the devil for 40 days. The devil offers the Lord Jesus Christ all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time, and said, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, if thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And here we see that the devil still wants to be like the Most High God. He wants the Son of God to worship him. But unlike the first Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam, does not sin by giving in to the devil's temptations. For as John says in 1 John chapter 3, verse 5, which reads, and ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. The last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, could not sin because in him there is no sin. In John chapter 8 and verse 39 we read, and it is the Jews speaking, they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, if ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the work of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that have told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. And verse 44, ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And because I tell you the truth, ye believe me not. And in John chapter 9, verse 11, we read, Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee have the greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth, sat down in the judgment seat, in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, about the sixth hour. And he saith unto Jesus, and he says unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him, away with him. Crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two other with him, one on either side, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross, and the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. And in these verses we see the devil, having failed to get the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, to sin, has come to the conclusion to cause his death by having the Jews crucify him, as he had caused the first Adam to die by sinning and lose his dominion over the world and then to eventually die. The devil planned to retain dominion over this world by causing the death of the last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ. But in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 19 we read, And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet, and give him to be the head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And in these verses we see the devil's failure in having the Lord Jesus Christ, the last Adam, crucified, because the devil and his angels were unable to prevent the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is now seated in heaven, the head over all and in all, his victory over Satan and death and hell. The last Adam's victory is complete. The last Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, restored all that the first Adam lost. He restored all and more, as we read in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, which reads, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. In the Lord Jesus Christ, we believers become the sons of God and joint heirs with him. Ah, the wonder of it all. And Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 reads, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist steadfast in the faith." And James also says in James chapter 4 and verse 7, which reads, "Resist the devil and he will flee from you." And we can resist the devil as the Lord Jesus Christ showed us how to by God's word. It is written. The devil is as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Why? Because he knows for him that his time is short. Because the Lord Jesus Christ has the victory. And in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10 we read, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." In the beginning, God. Amen. We sing number 9 in the chorus book, "How Great Thou Art."